We're here at the American Seed Trade Association's Seed Research Conference and Seed Expo, where our BASF Ag Products just gave us some information here for the media about improving productivity for farmers. Neil, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hi, my name is Neil Bentley, and I'm the Director of Marketing for BASF's U.S. crop business.
All right. Well, Neil, first of all, you had some really interesting numbers, really, in an emergence loss, just a 5% emergence loss for a farmer. Tell us about that.
You know, oftentimes we may not totally think about what is 5% in value to a 3,000-acre soybean grower, as an example. And one of the statistics that we like to share is, you know, in the first question we ask is, which 150 acres would you be willing to keep idle next year? And we get a lot of puzzled looks when we ask that question. And the reason is, you know, if you just consider 5% in loss and emergence on a 3,000-acre soybean grower, that's 150 bushels of soybeans that you've bought and that you were going to plant, or 150 bags, and it's 150 acres that are often sitting idle. Now, that may not all be in one field, but it's throughout that entire 3,000 acres, and that can have a significant financial impact to a farmer.
Yeah, significant in terms of tens of thousands of dollars, which the kind of numbers that farmers don't really want to look at, I'm sure. So what we're really talking about here is enhancing that seed and making sure it performs better. Tell us about what BASF is offering to help farmers and, you know, help their seed perform better.
You know, the key portfolio through the acquisition of Becker Underwood and now the finished integration of Becker Underwood, we've been able to establish our advanced seed enhancement platform. And we have offers for growers in our advanced seed enhancement platform that can accomplish, you know, increased emergence. It can help farmers get more from every acre. Those types of products are Vault HP Plus Integral, as an example, in soybeans. Stamina F3 cereals, and that's a traditional chemistry product that can be used for treatment in cereal crops. We also have FlowRite plantability polymers, which is a very interesting technology, and it really is that technology that can help a grower maximize the amount of active ingredient that stays on the seed, but it also helps plant seeds flow better through planters and make sure that growers are minimizing skips, maximizing rows or spacing of their plants, and ultimately maximizing yield.
Well, you talked about how farming decisions, key farming decisions, and how they really have changed over the years. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we have a lot of great new technology in agriculture, and it's really fantastic to see it. And I think, you know, technology is actually picking up speed in agriculture, but that's also creating more options for farmers. And those options are creating complexity. We have to be able to navigate those options together with farmers. And we think about how the impact of the decisions that we're making on the farm not only are becoming more complex, but they're also becoming much more financially impactful. Today, a corn and soybean farmer's risk of losing yield is 2 and 3 times more than it was 10 years ago. So at BASF, we really want to help navigate those complex decisions. That's where BASF's innovation specialists can come to the table and sit together as part of that team with growers to really develop a plan for the entire season across all of our innovation platforms to really help a grower maximize their yield.
Talk a little bit more about the innovation specialists. Now, we've talked to Caleb Helwig in Southern Missouri, who's one of your innovation specialists. This is a relatively new position that BASF has incorporated into your company. And tell us why that's so important, why you felt that having an innovation specialist there on the ground with the farmers was so important.
Well, one of the key reasons as we look at farmers, it is that complexity that we just talked about. They're looking for people to put on their team to help navigate that complexity. You know, in a couple of statistics, from the year 2000 to 2012, BASF launched 27 new products into the marketplace. We're going to launch another 37 new products by the end of this decade. Farmers are really looking for people who can come out to their operation, help them navigate the complexity that they have, and place these new innovative products in their farm in a way way that's going to maximize their yield. And that's what the innovation specialists can really do. They're people who have great agronomic knowledge. They understand crop production, but they can also navigate and help navigate these new innovations into the operation where they have the maximum impact. And at BASF, where we're launching new products every year, multiple new products, it's really important to be able to explain concretely how that new innovation can fit into a farmer's operation agronomically.
And this really brings you more into this particular organization, the American Seed Trade Association. You've had the acquisition of Becker Underwood has really brought you front and center with this, with the seed treatments that have really revolutionized farming in the last couple of years.
That's right. You know, seed enhancements, it's a growing part of the industry. It's one of the fastest growing segments. I think what we've seen over time is it's growing at a 9.2% compound annual growth rate. That's a, you know, a big term, but that's fast. Okay. And we expect it to be the fastest growing segment in the industry. The reason behind that, you know, again, coming back to complexity, farmers are making a lot of investment decisions. Seed is one of the most expensive investments that a farmer's making each year. We want to make sure that that's maximized. We don't want to leave any of that behind, going back to, am I using all of my seed optimally? And that's where having a great portfolio, advanced seed enhancement, can really help farmers maximize that seed investment decision.
How much more is in the pipe? Well, you said you've got, what, 35 new products coming in the pipeline in the next few years?
Yeah, 37 new products. Yeah, so it's a lot. We're really proud. We're a company that's spending about $2 million a day in research and development for new traits as well as new crop protection products. And that's a significant amount in our industry today. BASF is really excited to be a part of that or be in that research and development to bring new solutions. Mother Nature's changing. The game is changing. Commodity prices are changing the game a little bit. And we have to be able to reduce that cost per bushel. We have to bring positive ROI technologies to farmers. And that's what we're doing with our research and development. $2 million a day to bring 37 new products in the next, by the end of the decade.
Is there any other points that I might have missed and that you wanted to make here?
Well, we're really excited to have the opportunity to help growers get the most from every acre. Yeah, that's really what it's about. And when we do that, we can create value all the way through the value chain, together with farmers, for retailers, and for distributors. And BASF is really a company that we believe can bring that now, not only in the traditional crop protection areas, but also from a seed enhancement all the way through plant health.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Neil Bentley, here at the American Seed Trade Association's Seed Expo in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.